This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Houston's plan for $315 million in federal recovery funds from last year's storms have been delayed by a week. The delay comes amid disagreement over the amount set aside for home repair under Mayor John Whitmire's current proposal. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports the administration is focused on resiliency at city facilities.
The proposal sets aside only $50 million for home repair, despite finding about $230 million in unmet housing needs in the aftermath of the storms. Councilmember Letitia Plummer delayed the vote by 1 week and says she'll introduce an amendment to help more people with damaged homes.
They need to get their houses repaired. Right now, people are living every single day in squalor because of issues that they dealt with.
Under the current plan, the bulk of the funds would go towards backup power generators at city facilities. Housing Committee Chair Tiffany Thomas also introduced an amendment to divert $50 million from that initiative towards home repairs. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
Texas Republican lawmakers are likely being coerced into doing something they don't want to do during the ongoing special legislative session. That's according to a local political scientist who says the effort to redraw political maps is not popular, despite a push from Governor Abbott and President Trump. Mark Jones is a political science professor at the University of Houston.
Republicans already in 2021 pretty much maximized all they could do with the population that they have. And they run a serious risk that if they try to spread themselves too thin to effectively win some more seats for President Trump, they could lose seats rather than gain them. And so this is something that they're only doing because President Trump is effectively forcing them to do it.
Jones gave his comments on Houston Matters. The special legislative session kicked off on Monday. Fort Bend's Republican County Commissioners have named their members of the county's redistricting committee. News 88.7's Natalie Weber tells us more about this week's commissioners' court.
Commissioners voted along party lines to approve several members of a redistricting committee this week. Jacob Lee, the spokesperson for the Fort Bend GOP, will lead the committee. County Judge K.P. George also introduced a resolution Tuesday to hire outside legal counsel in the county. County Attorney Bridget Smith Lawson said the resolution undermines her authority.
We would not go and hire another sheriff. We would not go and hire another county clerk. We would not go and hire another constable.
George evaded questions from other commissioners about when the county would use outside legal counsel. The judge ultimately tabled the resolution. From the Fort Bend County Bureau, I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
And in sports, the Astros have now won 4 games in a row. They beat the Diamondbacks 4-3 yesterday, extending their lead over the Mariners for first place in the American League West Division. They are 6 games up right now. 78 degrees currently here on the UH campus, 97 for the high later this afternoon. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.